needed by telecare interviewers and prayer ministers may be quite distinct from skills needed by people who teach a Bible study, a kind of a small group. And so it's appropriate to divide the huddles by types of groups. It's appropriate to set up the skill training tracks, perhaps as a third track, separate altogether from the vision casting time and from the huddling supervision and support time. So if we think of the V, the H, and the S functions, the vision function, the huddle function, the skill function, it's common to have everyone meet for the vision function. It's common to have the individual huddles meet, typically at a time where there's the staff member coordinating the huddles can meet with them, even if there are more than one iteration of the huddle times. And then a tag-along skill session with the huddle sessions, and sometimes completely independent skill topics. One church has a vision casting huddle followed by skill classes. 2 weeks later, they have the entire evening given to the huddling of supervisors with their small group leaders. 2 weeks later, or the first Monday of the next month, the entire group meets again for vision casting, and they have another episode of skill training, followed by 2 weeks later, again, a whole evening devoted just to the matters of coaching, supervision, prayer, problem solving, where the coaches interact with their group leaders. See, how you configure your leadership community and training process is not nearly as important as the fact that it has the vision component, the supervision and feedback component, and then the conscious, deliberate, intentional skill-building component. How those are configured is less important than that they are regularly occurring.
Carl George, in his main presentation, mentioned that churches have been experimenting with telecare for more than a decade. The Metachurch Project recently surveyed 25 such churches that are implementing telecare, and we'd like to offer you a summary of some of those findings. First, we learned that virtually everyone using telecare reports that it has made a significant impact on the care level of their church. We also learned that telecare boosts the prayer level of a church. The most frequently identified content of a telecare call is a prayer concern, which is sometimes prayed for there by telephone, sometimes put on a printed prayer list, and sometimes relayed to the pastoral staff. Next, we learned that in most cases, little to no specific budget is required. Once in a while, a church will install an additional phone line, but in most cases, churches have figured out a way around that. Further, we learned that 75% of the churches surveyed report that less than 2 hours a week of pastoral supervision is required to facilitate the telecare phoners. And finally, when we asked churches what they would do differently if they could start all over again in launching their telecare program, the most commonly stated response was that they'd place a greater...